Hi there. I hope you are having a magnificent day. Today is a gift to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the meditation here on WCRS. No matter how you're listening, if it's live, streaming online, or downloading it for later, I am so thankful to offer this to you and for you to feel the peace and ease that meditation brings and to enhance your life. Today, I want to talk to you about resting. Resting is such an important part of growth, and a lot of times people feel that that is the opposite, that they have to just go, go, go all the time to meet their goals, to meet their desires, and never take a period of rest. And that just simply is not the case. In the wintertime, trees kind of go dormant. They lose all of their leaves in an effort to conserve energy for themselves, for their core, for their growth. And that's how they make the rings, so that you can see their growth. They have this time of rest, and then boom, this ring of expansion happens when they get ready to grow again. And in that downtime, they are churning up all of the goodness and being within. And you can do that too. I do this every winter myself. Some people do it at other times, but every winter I just kind of slow down. So I used to think that it was because I didn't want to be out in the snow, but it hasn't even snowed yet this year, and I'm already feeling it. This internal work that I get to do, this time of rest and peacefulness to allow myself to slow down a little bit and to figure out what it is that I want. And I think that a lot of people do this in the winter too. And with New Year's, they figure out what it is that they want for themselves for the new year. It's a perfect time to do this. But because every day is a gift, you have the opportunity to do this in a small part each and every day. What do you want today to be for you? What do you want tomorrow to be for you? Meditation is this rest period for you to go within, to find that peace, and to open up the possibility of what could be and allow in the inspiration, to allow in joy and happiness. This place of possibility is so magic. This allows your life to be a canvas, your own personal work of art. So if you're ready, I just ask you to go inside right now. If you are driving, don't close your eyes. For sure, you can download this later, just listen passively. But if you are in a space where you can close your eyes and sink in wherever you are, in a chair, your bed, whatever, allow this peace to just wash over you as you close your eyes and just begin to relax. Feeling each and every muscle in your body just letting go. Imagine this feeling of like a falling leaf and how it rocks back and forth gently. And it falls on the ground so softly. How nature just works with each other to cradle and be at ease. Feeling just so light and so soft. So comfortable. and just do a scan of your body again, seeing any place that still feels tense, and let it go. Give yourself the gift of being at ease. Releasing all of the tension throughout your body. Take a nice deep breath. And when you let it go, pull out any of those dark places, those uncertain thoughts. And they just go in the wind like a tumbleweed, aimlessly, without direction. Feeling the ease of this moment, the perfection of now. And now give your attention to your mind. And just let it know that right now it's okay to be a little more still. And your thoughts slow down. And slow down a little bit more. And slow down a little bit more. All of the important things will be there for you later. This moment is about peacefulness, about stillness, about calm and ease. All of the functions in your body take care of themselves, all on its own. It knows exactly what to do and how to care for you without your thought or concern. And another wave of that peaceful, floaty feeling washes over you. How refreshing. How needed. And how appreciated. You just bask in the stillness. This calmness. In this moment, there is nothing you need to do, nothing you need to be, no place you need to be, no rushing, no worrying. All is well. How good does it feel to know how perfect everything is right now? And I don't mean perfect as in all smiles, world peace has happened. I just mean the perfection. Your body functions are working without your intervention, your concern. You don't need to intervene in anything outside yourself. The world is on its axis, working perfectly without you needing to let it know where to go. The sun knows what to do without your assistance, as does the moon and each and every star. Everything out there is working exactly how it's supposed to. Everything inside you is working exactly how it's supposed to. There is nothing you need to do but relax, be still, and be calm. It is moments like these that allow you to renew, refresh, and recharge for your growth, for your mind, and for your well-being. What a gift you are giving yourself right now in allowing this. Allowing in this peace and this calm. Peace and calm is the currency of your soul, of your well-being. With the peace and calm in your mind, you can do anything in that outside world. Don't you want to be around the people and communicate with the people who are peace and calm in any situation? They have that currency of their soul as well. And with this mindset, you are able to communicate better, to have that inspiration rise up within you and recognize it better. And to make that lasting difference in the physical realm of this planet. And it all starts with this moment of giving yourself this peacefulness, this calmness, refilling your soul, replenishing, deepening. Feel how good this feels to just relax and renew. Each and every day, you can give yourself this gift of replenishment. And as you strengthen this, it ripples in to every moment of your life, your way of being, of exactly who you are, and how you communicate with others. You are a beacon of light. You are a lighthouse, standing tall, shining bright, illuminating. feel the light that you are putting off all around you. As you're there illuminating, you feel inspiration bubbling up from within. As your mind is calm, you are able to hear and feel and know and trust these amazing whiffs of inspiration, all coming from within you. And it just lights up your spirit. In these times of inspiration can come amazing understanding of how to solve problems that you have been looking to solve for so long, but you held on to the belief of the problem and focused on the problem, and now you've let it go, and this new mind has the solution, the answer. This is the place of solving, of fixing, of new ideas being born. Allow your mind to go into uncharted places as you stand there illuminated. Open, able to receive in this calmness. What a gift this moment is to feed your soul. You get to choose what's right for you and what's not. And you don't have to make those decisions now. You just have to listen and feel what feels good to you, what feels right within you. All of these flashes of inspiration are messages of love coming from within you. Allow them to grow, to evolve, to get louder and stronger. Feel how good it feels to be in the thought of possibility. Feeling childlike wonder as these things evolve and get bigger, more expansive, almost like playing pretend. Now just take a few of those beautiful images, those amazing dreams. Imagine that they are seeds that you can plant in your heart. So go ahead and put them there. That heart is the space that circulates everything throughout your being. It's nice, fertile soil. And communication with everything. They'll be safe there. Go ahead and feed them. And the only thing that seeds of desire needs is love. So give them love. Give them a message, a promise of how often you'll be back to nurture them, to give them all they need and communicate with them about what it is that they need to grow roots and to be strong. And now all you need to do is trust. Keeping score will not help this process. Keeping score is digging up the root or the seed to wonder why it's not fully mature yet. There is a gestation period. So allow it to be. Love it. Nurture it. It will tell you the next steps. Don't be afraid of the next steps. Don't be afraid of the doing. Don't be paralyzed of fear, of looking foolish. All you need is right within you. So slowly and gently, say goodbye to those seeds. Let them know when you'll be back to offer love, to offer that food. Now check in with your mind and see what is important for you to remember as you come back slowly and gently. Feeling your body once again. And when you are ready, open your beautiful lighthouse eyes. Shine bright today. You are an amazing being. Each and every person on this planet has amazing dreams, and those dreams are not meant to be hidden. If everyone lived their dream and their purpose, this world would be so much more amazing than it is. So there is no need to hide your light any longer. Shine bright, my friend. The world needs you. Again, I thank you so much for meditating with me here on WCRS. I would love to hear from you, so please do email me at hello@roselifecoaching.com. I would love to do a custom meditation for you. Just let me know what your challenges are. Let me help you through this. Let me love you through this. Your light is important. Your life matters, and it matters to me and the world. So contact me, meditate with me. Let me know how I can help you. It's such a gift for me to do. So go have an amazing start to 2019. You're preparing for it now. And now you are doing it in a much more purposeful and deliberate way. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.